Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin Files.
I think that music instruments are a part of our history.
Professor Dr. Conny Restle is director of the Musical Instrument Museum in Berlin.
You see, if you walk around in every place, you can listen to music. What we want to show to our audience is how music gets into the air.
This is the sound of a church organ by William and John Gray, built in the early 1800s. Another organ designed for theater, the mighty Wurlitzer, has over 1200 pipes and can be heard every Saturday at noon. The museum forms a unit with the National Institute for Music Research and dates back to the year 1888. Over 3,000 instruments from the 16th century up to the present day and an extensive sound archive belong to the museum's rare collection. 800 pieces, among them 17th century woodwind instruments from Germany and early harpsichords from Italy, make up the permanent exhibition. They are still played in the music hall at the museum.
So we can show in our museum to which person one instrument belonged and what music was made with this instrument.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.